take it to her.
Soft spot in my heart for Texas, baby.
Around some of those Texas topics. Oh, hey, yesterday it was power plant day. It just wasn't in Iran. It was in Hood County. Granbury approved the data center power plants, despite the Hood County people not wanting it there. They heard their public concern last night, but they had a big, you know, like thing. But unfortunately, because of the Bitcoin mining nearby, nobody could hear anything.
Huh?
The whole thing. Yeah. So it got zoned appropriately and all of that. So despite the efforts, there we go. Now, don't feel too bad. This is happening everywhere. In fact, Louisiana is going through it really bad with Amazon, as Amazon will spend billions on data centers in Louisiana. Except the difference there is the centers will be located in poor, desolate parts of Louisiana, mainly called Louisiana.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So we don't do anything small in Texas, especially when it comes to our big trucks. This is unfortunately not a flex, because the prices at the pump have risen 36% in the last year. That's for regular gas. 60% for diesel. It's the fifth highest spike in the country. The average in the state, $3.77 per gallon. But you could be getting it back in your 401k. Stock market very happy about the new deal. Futures up 1,300 points. Gas prices down 15%.
I did see it was over by the Fort Worth Zoo yesterday. $4 gas.
Mm.
Yeah. Not like the good stuff, like you know.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've been by the Costco gas pumps, but they're big enough to go around to the other side.
Oh, so, gotcha.
So you can go on both sides,
right?
And
I just keep waiting for the attendant to come out and wipe the bugs off my windshield.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be there any second.
Speaking of traffic, nice little write up in the Fort Worth Star Telegram about Alito's new police force, you know, five officers strong since the start of the year. And in just 2 months since the new chief and her five officers sworn in, it says they've pulled over 120 drivers for speeding or running stop signs. At least one driver was clocked at a traffic circle coming into town going 113 miles an hour in a 40. For now, they're mainly doing warnings and not citations. They've written about 40 citations so far since the beginning of the year. It does seem interesting, though. They put a whole graph. So southbound there at the traffic circle, speeders coming in over the speed limit, 225,000 plus. At or under the speed limit, 33,000. And
yeah,
northbound's far worse.
Uh-huh.
It's about 92% are coming in hot.
Yeah, there's a big sign, and it's very seasonal. Like, it'll say Santa.
Yeah.
Santa doesn't want you speeding.
Okay.
And then it'll start flashing, like, red and blue lights. Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo.
That's not distracting at all
no,
in that kind of situation.
No, there's nothing to
right
worry
there
about.
All right. You sound like you speak from experience.
I don't know.
Here's your sign.
Okay, there it is.
Congratulations to David Esslinger and his crew aboard the Cadillac. Like a cat.
Okay.
Like Penelope and Marge's.
I got it.
Yeah. So they caught an 884-pound bluefin tuna last April.
Aw.
It's now been verified and confirmed as the bona fide Texas state record holder.
Biggest tuna.
Mm-hmm. Big tuna.
Big tuna.
It was caught off the coast of Galveston. Now, you're going to know this. I mean, this is a little sportsy. You'll have to pardon me. It was a 12-0 Mustad hook and bait. It ran for 10 seconds. It returned. It tried to charge the boat several times.
That's not good.
And they didn't even have a fighting chair.
Oh.
So they did it, yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well done on that.
The biggest one in history was caught off Nova Scotia. So I'm looking at you, Texas. Let's go.
If the dude that caught it isn't now for the rest of his life known as Big Tuna, then they're doing that horribly wrong.
Big Tuna.
Horribly wrong. Shocked a lot of people yesterday, and we will talk about why next in the flashback. But Willie Nelson, we'll send you to him, by the way, coming up into town next in Wild Card Wednesday. But they announced a Baylor University Willie Nelson concert.
Oh.
Why that was a shocker, coming up next in the flashback. And they also announced, after 150 years, Green Hall is finally putting in air conditioning.
Wow.
Yes. It's been there since 1878. So, and that is probably good because we just had the hottest March in 119 years, statistically. Although I don't feel, overall, it was an average temperature of about 60. Oh, God.
What is it?
67.6 degrees.
Yeah. It's 6'7".
It just got hotter.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
Good morning.
Hank FM.